Okay, any more questions?
This hypnotism, they can regress the person to the earlier life and even to past lives. I've read books saying that.
Yes.
But never have I come across a book that says that while they go back to the past life, they will come across their animal life or other lives. Earlier lives in, as a human life only is mentioned. How to explain that?
I don't know how to explain that, but I've read some cases of patients who can remember a non-human life. Non-human life, you know, not necessarily an animal. This is an intermediate life between one human existence and another. And they are not a human and they don't have a name. And this was stumbled across by one psychiatrist. He was doing past life regression and he used the wrong words. Instead of saying, go back to your past human life, accidentally, he said, go back to your past existence. So he went back to his past existence as a non-human being. Then when he asked him, who are you? What's your name? He says, I have no name. He says, where are you now? He says, I'm nowhere in particular because he's in the intermediate state. One particular case that has imprinted in my mind is this person who says that, now I have no name, but I'm in my mother's womb. And now I'm very worried. Then the hypnotist asked him, why are you worried? Because mom is going to draw water from the well and I'm afraid that she might hurt me. And then how do you know? He says, I'm outside looking in. So this intermediate being sometimes inside the womb and sometimes it's outside. He can see the mother and what's happening. He call it interlife, the life between one human existence and another. I've also read some past life regression. We talk about animal lives very little compared to those who talk about human lives. And of course, people who meditate or people who have spontaneous recall of past lives, especially in Buddhist countries, they talk about animal lives as well. There's one interesting case of one of my friends in Burma, a brother monk, one of his relatives. The mother died and came back as the daughter's daughter. So the mother who became the daughter, when she was naughty, the mother would cane her, see? And then she would complain, since when I was your mother, I never cane you. Now you cane me. And then she would go and sulk in one corner. And then the mother would feel very bad and then would cane her again.